If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. Now, I've been having a lot of conversations lately about customer experience. And I'm getting a lot of people telling me, well, you know, this costs us money. You know, there's training involved and there's systems and there's processes. And can't we just do this all by AI? And my thought process is customer experience doesn't have to be a cost center. It can be a profit center. It's how we look at it. It's how we design it. It's how we invest, not only in our systems and our processes, but our people, in order to differentiate ourselves and keep us from being a low-cost, low-value commodity that's easily replaced and soon forgotten, and become brand worth loving. And when people actually come looking for us, when people see the value of the brand to them, when people see that, you know what, these people take care of us, these people actually care about us, these people actually do something for us that we find valuable and we're willing to trade our hard-earned dollars for, not only do they come back, but they bring their friends. And it's a mind shift set. You know, you got to shift your mindset. You have to sit there and think, okay, yes, up front, this is an investment. There's training, there's systems, there's processes. There is a lot of strategy that needs to happen in order to make a great customer experience. But when we do this right, and we don't just sit there and say, we're going to cheap out and we're going to create this the easiest system for us and the cheapest system for us, we're going to build a tribe that is a profit center, not only now, but for years to come. So Sia, let's gnaw on this.
You know what's so funny is, again, it always goes back to that Maya Angelou quote, right? Like, you know, people may not always remember what you say, but they will absolutely always remember what they feel about you, right?
Exactly.
And how you made them feel. And I feel like, again, when it comes to growing that army of loyal, you know, people that just love you, your brand, what you stand for, et cetera, you have to do customer service right. You just have to. You have to do customer experience right. You just have to, because sometimes some people do use products because they have to, right? And they just grudgingly use it. And then there's others who are like, oh, I get to use this today, right? Like, there's a difference between those things. Both will get the job done.
Yes.
Both will get the job done. It just depends on, you know, what you what the outcome, you know, you get out of it. So, yeah, I mean, I can't begin to tell you right now, Ben, like any company that doesn't focus or at least strive to just make their target audience feel good about your business or product or service, they're not going to do well, I don't think, for long. I mean, God, it's almost like the definition of like a terrible relationship, right? Like, you know, why do you stay in the relationship?
You keep coming back, but why are you there? Exactly.
Why? Like, why are you treating your people, you know, again, unless you're one of those, like, you know, those restaurants where they do mock you, like, you know, but that's the shtick. You're paying for that.
Is Ed DeBevics in Chicago still around?
Oh, geez Louise. I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the raison d'etre. That's, you know, that's their reason for being, is to provide that abuse.
Yes.
You know, and you walk into those restaurants because you're expecting the abuse. And that's their differentiator. But they're a rare bird.
Why do we accept that? Why do we accept being like poorly treated as from businesses? I find that, and I take it. I take it personally. I mean, not personally. I do take it personally, but I take it. I don't understand how and why we've gotten so complacent as customers to accept a business, you know, sucking.
Well, I mean, there's two quotes that always come back to me. One is Jeff Bezos, your brand is how people talk about you when you're not in the room.
Yes.
When you're not there in the middle of the night or on the weekend or at Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner or whatever, people are either going to speak well of you, they're going to speak poorly of you, or they're not going to speak about you at all.
Yeah.
And I worry about the brands that are not spoken about at all, because those are the brands that eventually, one way or the other, if somebody comes up that does something even slightly better or slightly cheaper, you're out and they're in. Bad customer experience is bad customer experience. It is what it is. And, sooner or later, you become a low cost, low value commodity and you're easily replaced. The 5% that provide that superior customer experience are the ones that people talk about, people come back to, people rely on. You're right. I mean, there's lots of companies out there that we do business with because it's convenient. There is a hardware store 2 miles down the road. Okay, I go there when I need a light bulb. I go there when I need, just something quick. I need a screwdriver. I'm in the middle of a job somewhere and I need something quick. But it's not where I go if I need service and support. It's not where I go where I need expertise. It's not where I go where I need advice. And I'll drive the extra 5, 10, 15 miles to go to the place where I know, yeah, I may pay a little bit more for this, but it's worth it for me. Insurance is another thing. Phone telcos are another thing. Cable internet is another thing. We put up with a lot because we sit there going, okay, it's either the devil we know or the devil we don't. And the assumption is none of it is better than the other. And whether we buy from this company or we buy from that company, it really doesn't matter. So we might as well stay with the people that we're in because changing is a hassle. And as soon as somebody offers you that much better price, maybe you'll look at it. And that's what the telcos do. We'll give you a free phone. We'll give you 6 months free. We'll give you this, that, the other thing. People change, and it costs these companies a fortune to bring in the new customer. And 6 months or a year down the road, they're looking for someone else. Who's going to give me something free now? And if we're always trying to be cheaper, if we're always trying to be the one who's giving stuff away, trying to mask the fact that we're actually not servicing our clients, that we're not taking care of our clients, that we're ignoring our clients, then what are we doing? And the other quote that I have, which is mine, is that your brand is only as valuable as your unhappiest employee on their worst day. And that leads to the interior, problem of bad customer experience. If we're not empowering our people, if we're not training our people, if we don't believe in our people, if we're not leading our people, if we're not providing our people with the tools to be able to service our clients, what are we in business for?
Man alive, dude. I think you're catching me in a really bad mood because in my brain I had all sorts of things to say. I think the strive for the bottom line is so, I mean, look, we're a capitalist society. We have to make money, okay? That we understand that's the rules of the game that we're playing. But it's like sometimes you gotta try just a little bit. Like, can you just try? Like, look, I'm already gonna take my money. Yeah, we got that. But like, could you not make it so painfully obvious that you're practically, you know, going into my own pant pocket to, you know, get your damn money? Like, you know, wait, I was gonna say something that's probably, but let me change that analogy to something else. Wait,
Well,
is this
I think we get
PG-13? Like,
what
at
you
least
mean.
help me enjoy it if you're going to take the damn money. It's all I'm saying. Okay. You know? But
Give me a
anyway,
kiss.
look, I'm in a mood now, Ben, making me think about this because it's like, You want the transaction? You got a transaction. You want them coming back? Then make it memorable. That's the bottom line. And if you can't even deign yourself to do that one little ex, and by the way, it's like a 0.1% extra you got to do. That's how low our standards as a society, I think, now, of like even a simple smile. And you're like, oh my God, thank you for smiling. I mean, shoot. Oh, I almost swore. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm in a mood. You got me.
It's as simple as, does a client have to go on ChatGPT to find a customer service phone number for you? Do we have to, if we want your street address, do we have to search for it on your website? Do we, if we send an email to the info at company, should we expect a reply? It's those little things that, you know what? You're not raising the bar that much if you provide your customers ways that they can actually talk to you and actually get a human being. I'm all for AI doing AI things. I think that chatbots at 2 o'clock in the morning, when I have a problem, if they're designed properly and they have the ability to show me videos, they have show me, give me step-by-step instructions, provide that kind of stuff, are wonderful things. I think they really truly are. There are if AI is programmed and designed and strategized properly, it's great. However, there has to be a keynote where people sit there and go, ah, this is beyond me. This is beyond what the customer needs more than what I can provide as a keynote. Hang on a second. Let me punch you over to a human being. And before I send you there, I'm going to give a synopsis of everything that we talked about to the human being and put all your customer information up on the screen so they don't have to re-verify you. It's little things like that. How do we innovate from the customer backwards? How do we sit there and think, what do our customers need to be able to feel listened to, understood, valued, that they're important, that they're not just a revenue source and a number and a commodity that is, it doesn't really matter because truly we make our money on the stock market. And our customers are, whether they buy or sell with it, as long as their stock price goes up, we don't really care. We need to stop thinking of customers as a nine-digit code and start thinking of them as individual human beings that are there because they believe we can solve their problems for them.
Yes. Ben, you're setting me off. Like seriously, like I'm trying to like keep my words clean because what's screaming in my head is, ideally it's this. We're in business because we got to make money.
Yes.
Okay? And I get that. I think that's the board, right? The game that we're playing here. And everyone has like a chip to play on that board, right? And I think in the long term, the winners are going to be the ones who actually know how to just do that 0.1% that I was talking about. In that field of all your competitors, there's always going to be something that's going to differentiate because that's the experience that they're going to get and it's memorable, right? And I just keep going back to, sure, the companies are like, screw it. I'm just going for the money. I want to make money and I don't care about you. Eventually, I do believe most of them will go by the wayside. Now, there are those that will just freaking rock it and that's capitalist society as it is, right? Like, there's a reason why there's a for-profit business, not profit for business, right? Like,
Absolutely.
people are here to make money and I think you and I are kind people, Ben, which is why we challenge, the mentality of profit at all costs. Right?
True. I mean, my thing is there's nothing wrong with profitability. I am a for-profit business. You're a for-profit business. We all make profit. I always think I can make more money off somebody over the next 10 or 15 years than I can make over transactional relationships with people where I only do business with them once or twice. and constantly having to justify myself and differentiate myself and resell myself over and over again. I'd rather sell somebody 100 times and be able to make my money off of them over the next 10 or 15 years than be able to make money off them once and then have to sell somebody else all over again.
It costs time and money and human
Huge money.
resource energy to keep finding new acquisitions. So why don't you
Yes.
just take care of what you currently have and keep acquiring more, cool people and keep them and retain them? And this goes for employee too, by the way, employment. Like,
Yes.
anyway. Okay, I know I can I can I know I digress.
Listen,
I digress.
I think that we leave it there. I think that that's a great place to leave it, is that we need to sit there and say, okay, what type of business do you want to be? What type of clients do you want to serve? How do you want people to talk about you when you're not in the room? I'm Ben.
And
This
I'm
is
Sia.
Sia. And we'll see you soon.
Hey. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not On This Business Bites. If you liked what you heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at imbenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeammedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Not On This Business Bites.